is Ken's last ever radio extravaganza on Co-op 91.7 FM Austin.
Suffered so great a loss, and today we express our nation's sorrow. We come before God to pray for the missing and the dead, and for those who love them. And the Lord of life holds all who die and all who that adversity introduces us to ourselves. It is to join together political parties in both houses of Congress. It is evident in services of prayer and candlelight vigils and American flags, which are displayed in pride and wave in defiance. These attacks and rid the world of evil. War has been waged against us by stealth and deceit and murder. On Tuesday, our country was attacked with deliberate and massive cruelty. We have seen the images of fire and ashes and bent steel. Now come the names. This is true of a nation as well. In this trial, we have been reminded, and the world has seen, that our fellow Americans are generous and kind. Our unity is a kinship of grief and a steadfast resolve to prevail against our enemies. This nation is peaceful, but fierce when stirred to anger. This conflict was begun on the timing and terms of others. The list of casualties we are only beginning to read. The names of men and women who began their day at a desk or an airport, busy with life. They're the names of people who faced death and in their last moments called home to say, be brave, resourceful and brave. We see our national character in rescuers working past exhaustion. In long lines of blood donors, in thousands of citizens who have asked to work and serve in any way possible, and this unity against terror is now extending across the world. America is a nation full of good fortune, with so much to be grateful for. It will end in a way and at an hour of our choosing. Thank you. many have suffered so great loss. And today we express our nation's sorrow. We come before God to pray for the missing and the dead, and for those who love them. And the Lord of life holds all who die and all who mourn. It is said that adversity introduces us to ourselves. It is to join together political parties in both houses of Congress. It is evident in services of prayer and candlelight vigils and American flags, which are displayed in pride and wave in defiance. To answer these attacks and rid the world of evil, war has been waged against us by stealth and deceit and murder. On Tuesday, our country was attacked with deliberate and massive cruelty. We have seen the images of fire and ashes and bent steel. Now come the names. This is true of a nation as well. In this trial, we have been reminded, and the world has seen, that our fellow Americans are generous and kind. Our unity is a kinship of grief and a steadfast resolve to prevail against our enemies. This nation is peaceful, but fierce when stirred to anger. This conflict was begun on the timing and terms of others. The list of casualties beginning to read. There are the names of men and women who began their day at a desk or an airport, busy with life. There are the names of people who faced death and in their last moments called home to say, "Be brave."
This is a regime that agreed to international inspections, then kicked out the inspectors. This is a regime that has something to hide from the civilized world. States like these and their terrorist allies constitute an axis of evil, arming to threaten the peace of the world. seeking weapons of mass destruction. These regimes pose a grave and growing danger. They can provide these arms to terrorists, giving them the means to match their hatred. They could attack our allies or attempt to blackmail the United States. In any of these cases, the price of indifference would be catastrophic. We will work closely with our coalition to deny terrorists and their state sponsors the materials, technology, and expertise to make and deliver weapons of mass destruction. We will develop and deploy effective missile defenses to protect America and our allies from sudden attack.
Allah's directive commands them to kill Christians and Jews, to kill all Americans, and make no distinctions among military and civilians. Evidence we have gathered all points to a collection of loosely affiliated terrorist organizations known as Al-Qaeda, including women and children. They are some of the murderers indicted for bombing American embassies in Tanzania and Kenya, and are responsible for bombing first the USS Cole. The terrorist directive commands them to kill Christians and Jews, to kill all Americans, and make no distinctions among military and civilians. Al-Qaeda is to terror what the Mafia is to crime. I will work to build a single nation of justice and opportunity.
Listening to Ken's Last Ever. Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. A live, improvised audio experiment. This can be heard, each one different, each one happening right when it's happening. This is happening right now. This is not happening before. Even though some of the material is samples of yesterday's show, but changed. That's still live, because it's happening now. If you would like to happen now, then every Tuesday, from 6:30 till 7 at night, here at Co-op Austin at 91.7 FM, as well as simulcast on the internet at koop.org, you can hear Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza every Tuesday night. You can listen to past performances, anyone you choose, by visiting the webpage at counterfolk.com/lastever. You can listen to archived recordings. CDs are also available of these programs. You are encouraged to listen on the webpage if you can, and I'd love to receive your feedback. Please send email to ken@counterfolk.com or call here at the station in 5 minutes at 512-472-KOOP. During the next 2 weeks, Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza will be a pre-recorded encore live performance from 2002. In 3 weeks, it will resume being live and not pre-recorded live. The artist who is being resampled right now is called Explosions in the Sky. I believe they're local. As well as samples from yesterday's program, Beautiful Terror, on Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. One last time, the webpage is counterfolk.com/lastever. And one time only, I tell you that KOOP Austin now concludes its broadcast day. Co-op is a cooperative run community radio for Austin, Texas, and is licensed board of directors of the Texas Broadcast and Cooperative Incorporated by the Federal Communications Commission. Co-op does business sales, co-op radio, and broadcast 91.7 MHz with effective radio power of 3,000 watts. Co-op is a non-commercial educational station, depends heavily on listener contributions and business underwriting. Member Denver, the Texas Association of Broadcasters, co-op broadcast 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. The viewpoints and opinions heard on co-op do not necessarily reflect those of the board of directors, staff members, or underwriters. Our offices and studio are located on the third floor of 304 East 5th Street in downtown Austin. For further information about co-op, call office in line 472-1369. Stay tuned to 91.7 FM or KVRX, student radio from the University of Texas at Austin. Join us again tomorrow morning at 9 for more great community radio programming. Thank you for listening to co-op, your community radio station, and thank you for listening to Ken's last ever radio extravaganza.